I just think that introverted and extroverted, those are just different ways that we charge our battery or how fast our battery can drain. So with me being more introverted on the introverted side, these kind of things wear me down so quickly.
So we try to have a rule. I get tired too, right? It's not like this is just me just wanting to just go, go, go. But I don't like when you're telling me when it's time to go before we leave the house.
Some couples have a word. Like when the word is said, it's time to go. Maybe we can try that. You know, we obviously do our own thing too. We're not always together at these social functions. And so I feel like we can just roam, do our own thing. We can come back together, but it's not something I want to text you. It's just got to be like, okay, we should probably get ready to leave around this time.
And that's okay. Cause like we don't get there early. I try not to be the last one.
But you are.
Every time.
Every time. And it's sad. It's sad for people like me.
Welcome to Reading the Room. We're here in this space because we're always approached on how do we do everything we do. How did you know that? How did you know you could tell that was going to happen?
So we thought we'd make it a podcast on Reading the Room with our insights and share as we go a little from our past experiences, things we're going through now.
Giving our perspective on certain topics, both professionally and personally, to give you the edge you need to read the room you're in. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Gerard.
Hey, Sarah.
And it's that time of year again.
Yep, back to school.
Back to school, back to all the stuff. I go around and say Happy New Year to all the people because it's like the beginning of the school year.
It is essentially like the new year, right?
It is. It is. Everybody comes back and they got the, you know, I'm going to do good at school this year and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep, fully motivated for the first 48 hours.
For 48 hours, that's about it, right? We already got conduct updates because we done messed up the dress code already and been late to class already.
It's okay. I don't know. I'm the kind of person that, you know, I'm like, okay, can we extend grace on the first week of school? Can we just remind them that we have completely new rules? but
they're trying to set the tone.
I understand, but I still think that there should be a grace period, especially if you're incoming as, you know, from a middle school to a high school. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, on top of putting new dress code rules out.
So here's a rule. If you want to hear more of this, click the like and subscribe button at the bottom and share this thing too.
We would love that.
We would love that. Mm-hmm. But part of back to school and part of getting everything back is, so at our school, we do these things where it's like, all right, beginning of school, we got the back to school night. We got the meet the teacher night. We got the parent. We got these parent
guys.
New parent to the high school. Senior parent to the end of the school year thing. And then we had these parent gatherings where we all kind of like get together. Mm-hmm. Right. So I mean, it's busy. It's a lot, but
it's really busy. I mean, there's almost too much. Like, I think there was like an event that we did not even have on the calendar
until
we got the email reminder and we're like, where was this?
Never saw it.
Cause you just get so much information thrown at you. That's with anything though. So
yeah, but that kind of has us talking about just events in general, right? Mm-hmm. So we, if you haven't been able to tell, we are very different. And so we're very alike in some regards. We're very different in some some regards too.
And right? I think that's just the nature of marriage, right? You marry the opposite of who you are, like, you know, you just kind of, now, no, okay.
Yeah, she's right, right? Mm-hmm. Opposites, right?
Mm-hmm. So strengths and weaknesses, right?
All kinds of stuff, yeah. Right? Different stuff, right?
Yep.
But like Sesame Street strong. You know what I mean? But which one of the but here's the thing, right? We struggle when we go to events. We really do struggle.
Right, because, you know, with everything being put on the calendar, the new year for school, there's a lot of things going on, and it's not that I don't want to do these things, but I'm more introverted. He's obviously extroverted. And I don't think introverted means antisocial. So I'm just going to put it out there right now. I don't think that I'm antisocial. I just think that introverted and extroverted, those are just different ways that we charge our battery or how fast our battery can drain. So with me being introverted, more introverted on the introverted side, I feel like these kind of things wear me down so quickly and my social battery just drains. So we try to have a rule on this.
So we try to have a rule, right? We try to have a rule.
We try.
And my battery gets, I mean, we got to get tired too, right? It's not like this is just me just wanting to just go, go, go.
No.
But it is. So what the rule, so what she tries to do is she tries to say, here's what I don't like. I don't like when you're telling me when it's time to go before we leave the house.
Well, I just feel like there should be an expectation set. Okay, this thing is from 6 to 8:30. We, you know, we like to be prompt, right? So why would you have me there? Literally, the people are turning off lights and we are still having conversations. That's hard because you know how I am. You know I'm an introvert, but yet that's why I want to discuss it before we leave, because I feel like there should be boundaries and we should be able to negotiate what time we leave.
We can, but we shouldn't be doing it on the, when we're brushing our teeth.
Well, then when should we do it?
Like, not then. I mean, that's crazy. It's like, it's like the commercial.
I mean, why do I want to discuss it a week beforehand?
No, what I'm saying is like when you're watching the commercial when they're talking about, oh, we're going to leave at the beginning of the third quarter. Like, you know what I'm talking about? That I'll show you the commercial. Okay. But it's like, what is it? Being your parents when you don't want to be your parents when you get older or something like that. But we shouldn't be discussing like what time we should be leaving.
Okay, well, I feel like that we should. I feel like if we're prepared, like, you know, okay. Some couples have a word. Like, when the word is said, it's time to go. Maybe we can try that.
Oh, we can try that.
But
I'm okay.
I would just, you know, we obviously do our own thing, too. We're not always together at these social functions. And so I feel like we can just roam, do our own thing. We can come back together. But, you know, it's not something I want to text you. It's just got to be like, okay, we should probably leave, get ready to leave around this time.
And that's okay, because, like, all right, so we don't get there early. We don't. We always tell you want to be prompt. We're never there on time.
We've been there about 10 minutes before each event.
No, we have not. It's always like 10 minutes.
Okay, this year so far we have.
We haven't done anything. Those aren't events. Those are like, she's talking about the parent. I'm talking about like a party or like.
Everything I have to go to is an event.
No. Okay, so even with that, all right. So we take separate cars to those type of events. But the other ones, right, like. I try not to be the last one.
But you are.
Every time.
Every time. And it's sad. It's sad for people like me.
And I'm not trying to, though. Like the other day, what happened? Where were we the other day? We were at the thing across the street at the school. Mm-hmm. It was a new parent thing. And they were putting the chairs up, right?
And turning off the lights.
But it wasn't my fault. The man was asking me a bunch of questions.
Okay.
He was.
I feel like as long as you guys are still standing there, there's definitely more questions that can be asked.
So what, you mean you start walking away from the guy?
No, I just think that, you know, there's a way that you can definitely socially, you know, move the conversation towards the front door.
We were at the front door. But okay. So
yeah.
So here's the thing, right? So I do well. I like those things. I like to stand
and
around.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I like to talk. I like to socialize. Mm-hmm. I like to catch up with friends and stuff like that. I love that stuff. And she does too.
And I love that about you. And I do love that. I do. I have a lot of fun. I'm not even going to say that I go in there dreading anything. I don't. I really get excited about it. But I just have a point to where I'm like, okay, I really need to get recharge.
Yeah, and then so I always try to go, like, you know, we made a deal one time where it was like, okay, we're going to get there on time and we're going to leave early or like 8:30 or whatever it is.
Right.
But if we get there late, we can't leave early if we get there late because we can't park. And then the next thing you know, we're the last ones there.
If we get there 10 minutes late, we shouldn't be there an hour past the event time.
We should not be there an hour past the
event
time.
What do you guys think?
But it's not my fault. Half the time, it's not my fault. Like, one time, she got mad at me. We were at this one at the school, at somebody's house, really close to the school. And I went to get some food, and I was gone for like an hour. Right? Remember that? And then you were like, oh, where you go?
I mean, it didn't really matter to me until everybody else at the table was like, where's Gerard?
Because I had my food, I can't even eat my food.
And then I'm like, okay, it's definitely like this was, you were coming back. People were excited to talk to you and literally didn't show back up to the table the entire night.
It's my fault. That wasn't my fault.
That wasn't mad about me personally, but hey, people were looking for you.
They weren't mad, but I'm just saying, like, so all right. So those are one things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So events, like, she wants to set a time, what time we got to leave. And
I think there's nothing wrong with that.
I think that we can't go into the event pre-planning what time we're going to walk out the door.
Why not?
Because what if we don't want to go?
I think that we should be like, you know what? I know that I'm always the last one out of the event. I am going to make sure I'm not the last one out of the event.
All right.
So
all
I feel like it's kind of like, you know, when people are late to a meeting, you start to tell them the wrong time. Because, okay, if they're traditionally 20 minutes late, I'm going to tell you the meeting is is, you know, 20 minutes early. That way I know you're going to be on time. Yeah. So I feel like it's kind of the same thing. Let's go ahead and set the expectation. We understand how each other is feeling about this, and we are going to respect that.
Okay. I mean, I'll try. I mean, and I did. You can't get mad at me about that, because I've been doing better. No one
says mad at you.
I'm not saying mad. You can't. I've done better with it lately. Mm. The last time, though, that was just not my fault. Like, that was completely, we weren't even there. It wasn't even a party. It was just kind of like eating some food and people standing around talking, and there was no music, right? But okay, so those are some of the situations. And then you got other times where we go to, like, you know, let's say we go to dinner. Going to dinner, though, I think we agree on that, right?
Well, I like going to dinner, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the restaurant is doing their best to get you through this. So you're going to go eat, you're going to have a great time, and then you leave and you just feel great, right? Because, you know, everything went smoothly. You weren't there later than you wanted to be. And also, maybe it's because I'm not a night owl, so I don't really appreciate being out that late.
I'm done with the night owl stuff too. I've been going to bed a lot earlier. So, I think, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been coming home a lot earlier. So that's the thing, is I don't like to be out late anymore. But it's just hard. It's just when social situations, like, I know you like to recharge, like, when you're done or whatever. But, like, for me, like, that's the time I get to catch up with people. And it's not even, like, it's just because it's just people I haven't seen. And the other day, I saw a guy. I wrote down his name.
I manifested it.
I wrote down this dude's name. It was pretty funny. I ain't seen this dude in 5 months. I wrote his name down at the top of my planner, or somebody I need to reach out to. I started, we got to the event 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I go through the thing. I go to, you know, I got to stand up because I have to go through the, you know, try to get to my seat. Mm-hmm. And I sit down and I look to my right, and there he is. I just basically flipped my planner over and just pointed to his name on my paper. He looked at me like, yo, man, what are you doing? Like, why you got my name in your book? So I'm not supposed to reach out to you. Now we're going to lunch.
Yeah. See, there you go.
See?
There you go. Just be like, you know what? Hey, we're getting ready to get out of here. Let's do some lunch next week. I'll send you some dates.
That's what we did.
And there you go. But yeah, that was a timed event where they were definitely.
And we were out on time.
Making sure that everybody left.
We were out on time. We didn't have a problem with that.
So
whose side are you guys on? Right. I mean, I don't think that we need to have a time limit on when we go out places.
I do.
And she does, right? If the thing ends at 8 o'clock, we leave at 8 o'clock.
We don't leave at 8 o'clock unless there's a time.
Whatever, we leave like 8:20, right? But that's not even my fault. If the host is talking, he doesn't want us to leave,
right?
So I mean, all right. So again, whose side are you on? Mine or hers?
And I mean, extroverts, you know, I love them because I'm not one. So that's obviously, you know, a trait that Gerard has that I love. My kids, there are some kids that are like me in this family and then some that are like Gerard. And I'm just really excited that they got that piece of you.
But it's not always like the great thing. Like sometimes I get worn out too. I get completely worn out. And then when I'm done, I'm done. I don't want to, like, that's the thing. I stopped listening to the radio in the car. Did you know that? I don't even listen to radio anymore because it's the time where I don't even hear myself talk. It's just quiet. Just quiet. So I need like 30 minutes of just quiet. So it happens to us too. So it's not just here's the thing too. We're not saying that one is better than the other.
No,
that's
not what
we're saying.
Not at all.
But we're just saying that it's just different. And the two of us, we've lived together for a long time and we attend these things for a long time.
We're still trying to figure it out.
And we're still trying to figure it freaking out. So, okay. So take your pick, flip a coin.
Yep. If you got some great pointers to help us with this, that would be great. Starting this new school year, we've already done, I think, four events?
Four events, and it's been freaking 7 days in school. Mm-hmm.
So it's just really important that we try to figure this out soon.
All right, cool, because we only got like 4 more years of this.
Right.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Bye. See you next time. Have a good one.